Somebody lift your hands and say yes. Say, Lord, yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, Lord, I'll obey. Somebody say, Lord, do what you want to do in my life. Prick me and prod me. Don't let me rest. Flip me and turn me around. Put me in the direction you want me to go. And keep your walls of protection around me until a yes comes out of my spirit. A yes doesn't just have to come out of my mouth, but it flows from my belly. Somebody, come on, tell him yes. Tell him yes. The Lord is waiting on your yes today. He's waiting on your yes, on your yes, on your yes. Not on your but on your yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Even if I don't want to go, yes. Even if that's not the direction I'd intended, yes. Even if it hurts, yes, Lord. If you just give him your yes, I'm telling you, he'll give you his yes. And God will make a way where there is no way. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Oh, come on, he's been better than that. Has the Lord been good to anybody? I said, has the Lord been good to anybody? I remember back in the old revivals, they used to sing this song back in the old church called Down Through the Years. The Lord's been good to me. Oh, down through the years. Yeah, the Lord's been. Oh, down through the years. Oh, the Lord's been. I tell you, the Lord really been good to me. Is that anybody's testimony tonight? Come on, let's sing it again. I said, down through the years. Oh, Lordy, the Lord's been good. Come on, that's church there. Oh, down through the years. Yeah, the Lord's been good to me. Oh, down through the years. Yeah, the Lord's been. I tell you, the Lord really been good to me. Listen, let's get everybody involved. Look at your neighbor tonight and say, neighbor, all of my life. Yeah, that's right. The Lord's been good. Come on, let's tell him. Oh, all of my life. Each and every day of my life, the Lord's. Yeah. Oh, of my life. Yeah. The Lord's been, I tell you, the Lord really been good to me. Come on, go get another neighbor and look at him right in the face and say, neighbor, all of my life, oh yeah, yeah, the Lord's been every day, all. Yeah, the Lord
been good to me.
Oh, of my life. Yeah, the Lord's
been good.
I tell you, the Lord, he been good to me. Let's take it home like they used to do. They used to say, he been good. He been good. He been good. Oh yes, he been good. He been good. He been good. Y'all say that. He been my mother. He been my father. He been my friend. He been my doctor. He been my lawyer. He been my everything. He been good. Been good. He been good. He been good. Oh, good. He been good. Let's go home. I tell you that down through the years, oh Lordy, the Lord's been good. Yeah, down through the years, yeah, the Lord's been. Oh, down through the years, yeah, the Lord's been. I tell you, the Lord really been good to me, yeah. Let the church say, yeah. Shout, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at your neighbor and say, he been good. He been good. Shown up good to me. Yes, he has. Hallelujah. If I can't testify about nothing else, I can sure enough say that the Lord been good to me. I wish I had somebody here tonight that would just look back over your life and see where the Lord has brought you from. Has he brought you a mighty long way? Well, you ought to touch two people and say, he been good to me. He been. Hallelujah. The Lord has been good. Yes, he has. And that makes the difference in my life because I don't take the credit for anything. I'm telling you tonight, I can stand here flat-footed. Amen, black, nappy head, ugly, amen, fat, amen, and tell you that if it had not been for the Lord, who was on my side, I would have been cut off a long time ago. I wish I had a real church. Somebody ought to roar back and holler, he been good to me. Yes, he has. I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But God's been good. And for that reason, I'm glad. And that's why I praise him. You know, there's some folk that's sitting here tonight that's saying, it don't take all of that. But they ain't lived every day of your life. They ain't been through the hell you've been through. Amen. They ain't been talked about like you've been talked about. Laughed at and looked at funny. They must ain't been as broke as you been. But God kept on providing. That's why I praise him. Not because of what you've done, but because of what he's done. Oh, I wish I had a real church tonight. Somebody ought to bless him tonight. Somebody ought to praise him tonight. Somebody ought to give him the glory. Matter of fact, you ought to praise him because you ain't praising your neighbor no way. They ain't got nothing to do with it. This is between you and the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You ought to look at somebody and say, I came to do this. I came to give him the glory. I came to give him the praise. I came to give him what he deserves because he's been so good. God is a good God. And he is worthy to be praised. You know, oftentimes, Pastor Mitchell, they ask me, I had some folk in my church that had the nerve to ask me, why don't you stop them from praising sometimes so we can get on with the service? And I said, the reason why I don't stop them is because they ain't talking to me. I wish I had a witness here. I didn't wake them up in the morning. I didn't pay none of their bills, but they're giving glory to the one who did everything. Oh, Lord. You know we can turn this into a praise party. Oh, I wish I had a real church that can just think of all he done for you. And your hands ought to go up. Your mouth ought to open up. You ought to shout glory.
Hallelujah.
Look at your neighbor and say, shame on you. As good as God been to you and you ain't gonna praise him, shame on you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 There ought to be a praise in the temple. There ought to be a praise in the house. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Come on. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. We thank him and we bless him tonight because he is worthy. I'm telling you, I don't mind not preaching. If God is being praised, we've accomplished what we showed up to do. Amen. The Bible talks about how when the glory filled the temple, that the ministers were not able to minister for the reason of the glory. Y'all ain't gonna help me. You ain't had no church till the glory falls. Hey, I wish I had a real church. Because when the glory falls, I ain't got nothing to say. He got the floor, y'all. Oh, Lord. Somebody holler, thank you. All he needs is a yes. You give him a yes, he'll come and he'll show out. Amen. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy towards each and every one of us. I'm thankful to God tonight for this revival. Certainly, that's right. Somebody keep praising it. Praise don't bother me one bit because you ain't talking to me. Amen. That's right. Keep on praising him. I told y'all, when you go to Walmart, you go to do what? You go to Golden Corral, you go to eat. Yes, sir. When you come to the house of praise, we ought to come here to praise him. It's out of order to show up and don't do what it was designed to do. We were created to praise, brought out of darkness into the marvelous light so that we can sing forth the praises of him. That has been good to each and every one of us. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I ain't studying you tonight. God been too good to me. Can't sit down on him tonight. We certainly thank God for this week of revival. It ain't over yet. It's one more word that the Lord has for you. And we know that revival does not end the last night of service. But revival is supposed to continue on in the hearts of men and women. You're supposed to take what you received here and go into the hedges and the highways and share the gospel. Amen. You're supposed to be a conduit of God's anointing and his word and his praise. Amen. If you don't tell nobody, they not gonna know. Amen. You ought to have folk on your job and in your house so jealous that they didn't show up to church. You ought to have them so mad that they missed it because you ought to talk so much about it. Do the same thing you do when you go and find pork chops on sale. Amen. You get on the phone and call everybody. Amen. Yeah, man, Sue, you better get down there. They got pork chops on sale. They got steak on sale. Amen. Amen. Do what you do when you find a sale. Amen. Some of you ladies, y'all know something about it. When y'all go to the mall and see something on sale, y'all share it, don't you? Y'all hit the share button. Amen. On your natural Facebook. Amen. Y'all want everybody to know. But then we come to church and get blessed. And we go home and we don't tell nobody about it. Amen. If you serve the same God I do, God is real. And he's able. You think that he can't fix your problem? You think he can't fix some of the folk in your family, but the devil is a liar. God is the only one that can do it. You done tried all these years and you ain't been able to do it, so you done gave up. Yeah, well, that's the time to get God involved. Yeah, man. So we have enjoyed ourselves this week, and it is our prayer, because we don't do this for any form or fashion. Neither do we do this for any outward show. I think one of the most difficult things in the world to do, and Pastor Mitchell and I have been talking about this for some time. You can have a seat for a moment. When we started preaching, I don't want you to be confused about what I'm saying. It's difficult not to preach for popularity. Let me say it that way. Because in the black church tradition, we're used to call and response. We're used to you hollering back at us. And so we're used to you shouting and getting excited off of what we got to say. And we take some sort of the credit for that, because you've heard these stories 1,000 times. And so sometimes when you begin to start preaching, early in my ministry, I preached for popularity. I wanted people to holler and scream. Amen. But the more I have preached and gotten with God, popularity is not important to me anymore. I want to preach with power. I want people, when they show up, to receive something and leave better. Amen. So whether you holler, whether you shout, whether you run, long as you get it, I'm good. Amen. And so I am so thankful, it's my prayer that somebody has been bettered this week by the word. Amen. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for Pastor Mitchell. Come on, let's give it up. Amen. I thank God for him. Let me tell you something. I know he said it earlier, and so I'm not saying anything that he didn't say. He said that he's kind of hard on some areas, and he's cool in other areas. Amen. He and Pastor Young and I were talking the other night about how the reason that is. Do you realize that a pastor, he thinks church 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because this is our calling. And so when things are not right or as planned, it bothers us, because in our mind, that's all we think about is order and things are going to be well and everything's going to be right. Whereas with parishioners, you may think about church once a week, and that's when you're getting ready to come. Amen, lights. That's why some of you leave your Bible in the car all week. Y'all ain't got to help me. I know I'm right about it. And you don't take it out until it's time to come into church. Amen. Don't open it all week. Amen. Whereas we're always coming up with systems, plans, schemes, all kinds of things, trying to hear from God to make things better for his church and his people. Amen. And so I said all that to say this, that God is calling us back to where we cared about his business. Amen. He's calling us back to a place to where we're concerned about his church and and things going the way he destined for them to go. Amen. In order for that to happen, we can't just care about other folk, but we got to first get ourselves together. I'm preaching already. Amen. We got to get ourselves together. Amen. Matter of fact, that's pretty much where I'm going to be tonight. Amen. But we certainly thank God for Pastor Mitchell and his concern and care for his people. Let me say this. He loves some greater Brookville, and he loves you all. Amen. And I want you to continue to pray and support your pastor. Amen. Because, amen, he is tall cotton in this gospel. Amen. He's tall cotton among pastors and well-respected. Amen. In my area, I look up to him as my big brother in the ministry. Amen. Amen. He's my big brother, so y'all better not talk about him to me. He got quiet right there. You can't talk about him around me. Amen. Amen. That's right. Can't talk bad about him because we're going to fight. Amen. Amen. You ought to be willing to fight. Amen. For your pastor. Am I right about it? Amen. So we thank God for Pastor Mitchell. Thank God for Lady Mitchell. Amen. Lady Mitchell, amen, is a jewel. She is a doll baby. And I tell you, we were talking earlier, and she's in a similar situation with my wife. Said that she got a few more years before she retires. And I told her the same thing Pastor Mitchell told her, and I didn't even know it. I told my wife, somebody got to go to work. Amen. Yeah, Chuck, somebody got to keep working. Amen. Amen. It's funny because my wife and I laugh all the time by being a pastor and not having conventional hours. Amen. The hardest thing, I want y'all to get offended, amen. The hardest thing for a black woman to do is to get up and get dressed and go to work and leave her man at home in the bed. I should have said that after I preached. Y'all might not get no amens, amen. But it's all right, amen. It's all in fun. So we thank God for it, amen, Pastor and Lady Mitchell. And all of you, the people of God, we thank God for you tonight. I'm not going to hold you long, amen. There is a word in the gospel according to Mark, the 8th chapter. There is a word tonight, Mark, the 8th chapter. Very familiar word that the Lord has given me revelation on tonight. Mark, the 8th chapter. Hallelujah. I enjoyed this choir tonight. Y'all can show enough sing. My Lord, y'all can do it with the best of them. Amen. 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 Thank God. I thought it was about 50 folk back there. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Brookville, Greater Brookville, for your wonderful hospitality this week, for your gracious hospitality. I was in the room the other day, and I had a knock on the door, and the concierge or the bellboy had brought up this box of snacks. And as y'all look at me, I like snacks. And Pastor Mitchell, I think he was busy doing some things and visiting some people. And I hadn't eaten yet. And when them snacks came to the door, I said, the Lord answers prayers. Basket was, Brother Diggins, the basket was so pretty and everything. When I got it in, I said, thank you. When that door closed, I tore that thing up. Ain't nothing left. Amen. Thank you. So thank you. Thank you for your hospitality. Amen. And Pastor Mitchell, I've been trying to eat better. I said better, not right, better. I've been trying to eat better, amen. But you can't eat right round Pastor Mitchell because he feeds you so much. Amen. He keep you in the restaurant because he's slim and in shape. He think that you're supposed to eat all day and all night. Amen. And Lord have mercy, Pastor. So Pastor Young, you know, come on, all this week we've been eating. So I got to ask the Lord to forgive me. Amen. As I go back and try and eat me some salads and broccoli in front of my wife. She don't know I've been eating cheeseburgers and wings and all kinds of stuff all week. Thank God. Thank God. Mark the 8th chapter. Amen. It's good to laugh, isn't it? I say this, amen, that you ought to find something to laugh about every day. Amen. Laughter is medicine for the soul. And when I can't find nothing to laugh at, do what I do when you can't find nothing. When I don't find nothing, I just go in the bathroom and look in the mirror and just bust out laughing. Because when I'm not looking in the mirror, I think I look like Denzel. But then when I go look in the mirror, I just bust out. Mark the 8th chapter and beginning at verse 22. Mark 8 and beginning at verse 22. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You'll find these words. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk tonight for the few moments tonight that are mine to share from the subject, Lord, do it again. Somebody holler that, Lord, do it again. There is a major issue and problem that is going on, sweeping the churches and Christian community as we know it. The real issue that we are dealing with in Christendom, and it is an ongoing problem across this world. That is that too many Christians have lost that loving feeling for the Lord. Too many of us have gotten to a place where we don't have the same vigor. We don't have the same excitement. A church doesn't do it for us like it used to. The Lord does. Thinking about Jesus, we talk excitement, but we don't walk excitement. We act like we love the Lord in front of folk, but we don't live a life that proves how much we love and is committed to the Lord. Some of us can remember where we used to be excited about coming to the worship experience, used to be excited about revival. Some of you can remember that during revival, this place would be running over. But we've got some people who have lost that loving feeling, who have literally had something in their lives that has died. And you got to understand that the only way you can have real revival is something has to die. Or y'all ain't going to help me. What in the world would you be able to, what is worth reviving if it is not dead? If you ain't got something dead, you don't need revival. Y'all ain't gonna help me. You got to understand the problem is that all of us got some dead stuff. All of us are walking around with some corpse, with some stuff that's hanging off in our life. Our spiritual lives have literally died, and we're just going through the motions. And there are some stuff that we need God to rekindle and restore in our life. Just like in this text, you see at the end of the text, it says that this man's eyes were restored. That means he was able to see at one point in his life, but his eyes died. Touch your neighbor and ask him, what are you walking around with that's dead? What in your spiritual life has died? You got something that's going on that does not need to be there. It needs revival. It needs restoration. It needs to be brought back. You need to fall in love with God again.
You're here tonight and you're walking around just like a spiritual corpse. You look just like a mummy, if you would. You look like something that is just going through the most. Oh, we can tell that you really are not as excited as you used to be. You enjoy the music, but there are parts of the service that just kill your spirit because you're walking around with something that has literally died. Well, I wish I had somebody here tonight that would just holler, "Lord, do it again." Yeah, you got to understand that the only reason you're still hanging in there is because you can remember how you used to feel and what the Lord used to mean to you. And that's why you're still coming hoping that you can get that feeling back again. It's just like chasing a high, chasing your first high. Y'all remember it? Chasing the first time you had a drink. You keep on doing it, trying to feel that feeling that you felt in the first place, but you can't feel it no more because you need revival. You need the Lord literally to do something in your life that nobody else can do. Here's this man who is there and he is blind. Bible says that they come to Bethsaida. They come to a city that is located on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. You know that there were many cities that bordered the Sea of Galilee. That's where Jesus, his headquarters was in Capernaum. That was across that same lake of Gennesaret. Jesus here is now in Bethsaida and he's carrying on the gospel, and all of a sudden these people in the city bring this blind man to Jesus. They bring him because something has died in his life. And they know that Jesus is able to restore it. And I'm wondering, is there anybody here that really wants restoration? Anybody here really need to be revived? Anybody here will admit tonight, "I've got some dead stuff, Reverend. You talking to me tonight. I'm not going to hide my hand. I'm not going to act like it ain't me that you're talking about. I need my feeling back restored towards the things of God." It's no need to be ashamed. All of us go through times when we're down and out and we don't know which way to turn. But I'm telling you, you're in the right place. You're in the right place on the right night at the right time, because how many know the Lord is able to do it again? Here it is. They are there in Bethsaida. They bring this man to Jesus. But I want to warn you that when they brought this man to Jesus, they may not have brought him for the right intentions. And that's why you got to be careful who your friends are. Y'all ain't going to help me here. You got to be careful who you listen to. You got to be careful who you are around, who you are associated with, because some of your connections are the ones that caused your death in the first place. Y'all ain't gonna help me. So some of your friends, some of the ones that are in your clique, your crew, your gang, your hangout partners are the ones that keep on killing that connection that you had with the Lord. You're listening to the negativity of people that don't care nothing about you. They only front and fake in front of you and act like they really love the Lord, but they don't love him like you used to. So you got to understand, you can't worry about other folk and what they are doing. You got to do it for yourself. Well, I wish I had a witness here. When you stand before God, you ain't going to have Junebug and Pee-wee and Shelly and them to talk on your behalf. You're going to have to say, "It's me, oh Lord." So it is. You got to be careful who you listen to. You got to be careful who your friends are. You got to come to a place sometimes where you got to tell that girlfriend, "Listen, I may have to cut you off if you hold me back from getting what I need from the Lord." Because how many know that some of them are like leeches? They just suck and ticks. They suck the blood out of you. And you got to understand that the blood still works. But if you got something that is sucking the lifeblood out of you, then how in the world you think you're going to stay connected? You need blood to live. It is. You got to have to cut some negative influences off. Gonna have to cut some friends, some family off. You're gonna have to cut some people who are close to you off if they are bringing you down. You got to understand that it's almost like a rocket ship. And you've heard this analogy before. When a rocket ship takes off, it has rocket boosters connected to it. But when it gets to a certain level in the atmosphere, the rocket boosters have to drop off because they're not designed to fly in the next orbit. And if they went up there with the rocket ship, they would only hold it back. I'm telling you, you're going to have to cut some of that negative weight. You're going to have to cut some of the excess baggage off in your life. Look at your neighbor and say, I may have to cut you off. You got to understand, when you go on a plane, you can't check but two bags. When you go on a cruise, they recommend you don't bring but two bags. But when we come to church, we come with 10 bags and wonder why nobody won't get close to us. You got too much baggage. So it is. You got to be careful. Got to be careful who your friends are and who you listen to. But then you got to be careful. Got to be careful who you follow. And where you follow them, you got to be careful where they lead you to. Because a lot of times they'll lead you into some places and leave you with some people that are only designed to continue the destruction effort. Oh, come on now. How many of you have ever been around some folk that did not mean you any good? They only took you into a place that only killed you more than you were in the first place. They deadened you. They continued the effort to bring you down. And I'm telling you, it's all a trick of the enemy. It's all an attack of the enemy. See, the devil, the Bible teaches us that in John 10:10, that the job of the devil is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Listen, he is not happy even with even evidence that you ever existed. He don't even want a testimony of your existence. That's why he tries to destroy you. It ain't enough for you to die. The devil don't want no evidence that you ever existed, because that would be a testimony that the Lord had been good to you. That's why he wants to destroy you. So he starts with that which is connected to you. He starts with friends and familiar people. And they start the attack on your soul. Here you are tonight. Here you are. You look churchy, but you don't feel it. You're here because you were having revival, and so you wanted to be certified. You wanted people to see you here so that they couldn't talk about you and say you didn't make Nam night. So you showed up to be validated, but you really didn't show up to get anything from the Lord. You really wasn't feeling this revival. Y'all ain't gonna help me. You really wasn't feeling the power. You didn't feel anything. That's why Pastor was saying last night that when the invitation is made, everybody just sat there. Y'all ain't gonna help me, because you ain't feeling that the Lord is still able. I wish I had a witness here tonight that would holler, Lord, do it again. I've lost that loving feeling, but I know I can get it back. I know that I can fall in love with you all over again. I'm here tonight because I need you, Lord, in my life. Tonight you're in the right place. I feel restoration in the air. I feel the love of God in this place. I feel God getting ready to do something that you have been waiting for a long time. I feel reconciliation in here tonight. I feel God delivering you from the funk that you've been in for years and letting you know that he still got your back. Oh, I wish I had a witness here. It's just not enough to say God got your back, but it's more to know he got your back, that when you turn around, you can hug him and love upon him. I wish somebody here tonight would say, Lord, here I am, here I am. So it is. You got to be careful who you listen to. Gotta be careful who, where they lead you and who they leave you with. The good thing about this man, they brought him to Jesus. Yeah. A whole lot of us have been brought to some people and places, and it only killed us even more. I don't know about y'all, but I can testify tonight Dr. Mitchell, I can tell you that I done been some places that I ain't had no business being. Amen. And y'all looking at me all holy with that tone of voice. Don't you look at me like that. Come on now. You done been some places you ain't had no business being. You know, church folk like to lie, talking about things I used to do, I don't do no more. But you don't finish the statement. The statement is, as much. Y'all ain't gonna help me. Yeah, yeah, things I used to do, I don't do no more. Yeah, as much. Yeah, yeah. The reason why you don't go them places no more is because they shut them down years ago. And the reason why you don't do it no more, you done got too old to do some of that stuff. Because if they were still open, you'd have your old self still up in there trying to drop it like it's hot and needing some help picking it up. Y'all ain't going to help. Look at your neighbor and say, I've done some stuff I wasn't proud of. I've been in some places I know I shouldn't have been. I done took some stuff that I ain't had no business taking. I done smoked and drank and shot and snorted and done some stuff I can't even pronounce. The devil is a liar, but I thank God I'm still alive. If not for the grace of God who cared about me, I should have been dead. Restoration is in the house tonight. They brought this man to Jesus, and I'm telling you, I don't believe they brought him for the right reasons. They brought him to Jesus, and they said, Jesus, we need you to heal him. We need you to do what we've heard you're able to do. The reason why I don't believe it was the right intentions, because Jesus does not do it right there in their face. Jesus doesn't deal with him right there. You do understand that some folk come to church for the show. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Listen, there are some people in here tonight. You didn't come for the worship. You came for the show. You came because you said, wait a minute, I heard this guy was there and he was speaking into people's lives. I'm going to come and see what he got to say because I don't believe all that stuff. You came for the show. But I'm going to let you know something tonight. If you came to signify, watch me while I praise him because he's been so good to me. If you want to watch something, watch me while I give God the glory because he has blessed me and brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. If you want to see something, watch my praise. Somebody ought to do that tonight. You ought to testify to your neighbor and say, all I've been through, you better watch me while I bless God if you come to signify. Jesus does something interesting with this man. And I'm telling you that you're here tonight and you've come because of whatever reason. But I'm telling you, you're in the right place tonight. You're in the place where God wants you to be. And the thing you need to do is you need to do what this man allowed Jesus to do. First thing you got to do is you got to let the Lord take you by the hand. See, the problem is a whole lot of us will give the officers our hand, but we won't give the Lord our hand. So you got to understand that whenever the Lord gets you, he's going to always take you to the place where you need to be. It may not be the place you want to be because you're worried about what folk going to say about you when you get there. Listen, do you realize there are a lot of church folk that won't serve God because they're worried about what people think? The devil is a liar. That's why you got to learn how to let the Lord take you into a secluded place. See, you can't just do everything in front of people to get everybody's approval later for folk. You need to get on your knees in your secret closet and call on the name of the Lord and say, here I am. Somebody holler, Lord, take me by the hand. I'm tired of haters looking at me wondering what I'm going to do in this service. Lord, take me by the hand. Lord, take me to a secluded area where you can deal with me one-on-one. The Lord took this man by the hand because the people that were watching wasn't ready for what the Lord was going to do. Oh, Lord, I wish I had a witness here. And that's your story. That's your testimony that what God is trying to do in you, he can't do in front of your crew. Because you ain't going to let him. He can't do in front of your clique, in front of your gang, in front of the people that you think are really cheering for you, but they're really writing down the information so that they can go spread your business all over Lynchburg. So it is. God has to take you to a place where he can deal with you by yourself. The reason why you won't allow him to deal with him and deal with your situation and your dilemma and your death and your darkness is because you got so much foolish pride. Pride is what has gotten you in the place that you are today. I'm talking to dead stuff tonight. I'm talking to those who have gone through, those who really need restoration. Oh, I see your faces tonight. I see you. I see you because you're hurting. I see you because you're yearning for God tonight. This is not conventional. This is not what you're used to. Y'all used to me hollering and hooping and running and making it poetical and making it pretty. But tonight, God just wants to deal with you. He wants to deal with you where you are. He says, allow me to take you by the hand. And then when he takes you by the hand, what you got to tell him is, Lord, touch me where it hurts. The text says that Jesus took the man out of town and said that he did the unthinkable. Didn't take him by the hand and take him out of town and do something that we think he should have done. But the Lord had to humiliate him. Ah, Lord. He had to break him. And how many know that before some of you can get back to the feeling and to the relationship with God, you first got to be broken. Ah, Lord. See, being broken is so hard and so difficult for the person who really does not love God like they ought to. Because when he starts working on you and when he starts crushing you and when he starts trying to break you, you just going to tuck your tail and run back to the safest thing. Burn back to the bottle and run back to your friends and talk about the church instead of letting God do the right thing in your life and you becoming the church. So it is. Jesus does the unthinkable. The text says, Jesus, spits in this man's face. Think about that. What would you do if I called you to the altar tonight and I hop? Spit in your face. Guns would be coming out of pocketbooks. Knives would be coming out of socks. I'd get whooped with pocketbooks and somebody would take the microphone stand. Shotguns would be coming out of trucks and trunks. It would be some problems. Because in the natural order of our lives, we don't want to be humiliated. But how many know that that's what it requires for some of you in order to get back in line with the Lord? Oh, God, I hope somebody's hearing me tonight. It's going to take for you to bottom out. It's going to take for God to snatch the carpet from under you. That's what happened in my life. I grew up in the church. I knew the Lord at an early age. But then I got caught up in myself. I wanted to be cool. I wanted to party. I wanted to finger snap. Come on, I'm talking some of y'all's story too. I didn't want to live under the reign and rule of mama and daddy no more. So instead of going to college immediately, I went to the military where I can make my own money and call my own shots. Oh, I know some of y'all have done the same thing. May not have gone to the military, but you moved out, got you a job so that you could come in when you wanted to come in. Anybody ever get tired of what mama and daddy were saying and it only caused you to be in the biggest mess of your life by not listening to somebody? Right now, some of you are sitting here right now saying, if I'd have only listened to Big Mama, if I would have only listened to Granddaddy, if I would have only listened, I never would have gone and started working. I would have went on to college. I never would have done this. I would have done this. I never would have married. No, I ain't going to go there. I never would have made some of the mistakes if I would have only learned how to listen. Well, tonight the Lord is trying to speak to you. The Lord is speaking clear tonight. I hear him tonight saying that he is the only way for you to get restored. The only way for you to get what you need is to come back to him. He knows exactly what you need. He knows the debt cancellation that you've been talking about. He knows about the student loan. He knows about your car about to break down and you need another one. He knows. I'm speaking specifically to some people in here tonight. He knows about your relationship woes. And the only way he's going to restore that marriage is he got to first restore you. The only way he's going to bring you out of it is that he's got to deal directly with you. You got to be willing to be broken. Who tonight's willing to allow the Lord to work on your life? Who tonight will sacrifice and surrender and be humiliated by God? Not by man, but by the Lord. Willing to be broken and broken down. Willing to be prostrate before him and get on your knees and say, it's me, Lord. My bad. I made a mistake, but I'm coming back to you. I wish I had somebody would just holler, it's me tonight, God. So it is. The Lord is ready. He's ready to take you to another level in your life. The Lord is ready to restore you. The Lord is ready to do it. Bible says after Jesus spit on this man's eyes, he asked the man, what did he see? The text says he looked up and says, I see men as trees walking. He saw something that he really was not supposed to see. There were others who have suggested that when Jesus touched this man's eyes, he did not touch him with enough power. But I want to tell you tonight, that's not how my God operates. Not my Lord. God's got power to do anything but fail. Do I have any witnesses here tonight? Somebody ought to look at your neighbor and say, my God is able to turn things around in your life. If you put your trust in him, he'll turn things around for you tonight. Anybody believe that God will heal your body? Anybody believe that God will make a way? Do I have any witnesses that can testify that God's been good to you before? And if he done it before, how many know that he's able to do it again? You ought to touch somebody and say, neighbor, be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. My God will. Won't he heal your body? Won't he pay your bills? Won't he turn it around? Somebody shout yeah. Shout yeah. Anybody ready tonight for what God is ready to do? Somebody lift up your hands and say, Lord, touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord, until my hands look new. Touch me, Master, until my feet do too. Anybody need a touch from the Lord? You need to say, Lord, any way you want to do it, I'll be satisfied if you gotta spit on me. Spit on me, Lord. If you gotta kick me, kick me, Lord. If you gotta lay on me, Lord. Whatever you're ready to do. Anybody ready for God to make a way? Somebody shout a yeah. Shout a yeah. Grab your neighbor and say, neighbor, take a good look at me, because when God gets through with me, I ain't gonna look the same. I'm getting ready to get better. I'm getting ready to go higher. I'm getting ready to be blessed. I'm getting ready to go back to the position where I used to be with God. I'm getting ready to get closer. Shout a yeah. Shout a yeah. Shout a yeah. Yeah. So it is, Jesus. After he spit on the man, and the man said, I see men as trees walk. They said that Jesus, when he touched him, he didn't touch him with enough power. But that ain't my God and how he operates. But what I believe is that when the Lord touched him, he touched him with too much power. And he was able to see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob walking around in heaven. He said, wait a minute, you ain't supposed to see that. Let me do it again. And when he touched him again, that's when he was able to see it clearly. Somebody ought to touch your neighbor and say, I need another touch. I need the Lord to do it again. I need him to turn it around. I need him to flip it over. I need another touch. Anybody need another touch? Anybody need another touch? Grab your neighbor and say, neighbor, get ready for your miracle. Get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your breakthrough. I dare you tonight to stand on your feet, lift up your hands, and begin to bless the Lord. I heard when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Anybody need restoration? Anybody want God to do it? Anybody need God to turn it around? Somebody give him the praise. Open up your mouth. He's here tonight. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. I need you to stand in front of that table, Pastor. Begin to praise him. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him. If you're ready for the Lord, that's right. You ain't got to wait till I call you. Just come and get it. Come and get your breakthrough. Come and get your blessing. Come and get your healing. Come and get your deliverance. Come and get your second touch. After you get it, give God the glory. After you get it, give God the praise. After you get it, begin to cry out to him. After you get it, begin to let him know you love him. Hallelujah. 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 God is breaking the chains. He's destroying the yokes. He's turning it around. I see it in the spiritual. Tonight is happening. Tell the Lord you love him. Tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord yes. Don't stop praising him. Don't stop crying out. Don't stop hollering. Come on, give him the highest praise. Praise him for healing. Praise him for deliverance. Praise him for a way out of no way. Praise him for restoring your ministry. Praise him for restoring your relationship. Praise him for his love. Somebody holler, Lord, do it again. Do it again like you've done before. Do it again like you've done before. Do it again like you've done before. That's right. Somebody's worship ought to go to another level. Somebody's worship ought to go to another level. Somebody's praise ought to be inspired. The Lord is doing it right now. He's working it right now. Come on, say, Lord, do it again. Give me another touch. I see it happening. Greater Brookville, I see it happening. Don't stop praising him. Don't stop. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. Keep praising him. Why? I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Come on, come on. Keep praising, saints. Oh, I love you. I love you. Lift your hands. I love you, Lord. Today, all because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, and I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Come on, come on, love, keep praising him.
I love you.
Keep praising him tonight. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Cry out to the Lord tonight. Don't worry about who's watching. Don't worry about what they think about you. Get right with God. Get your life straight. Fall in love with Jesus, who's able to restore that dead place. Is coming back to life now in the name of Jesus. 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 Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and begin to worship him. Come on, sing him a love song. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord how much you love him tonight.
I love you, I love you.
Think about all those things that he's done to rest.